time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. This is Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett. Shannon the Dude is with us today as we talk to you on this cold, snowy day, but welcome to December 1st, 2020. I mean, why wouldn't it snow a lot earlier than it normally does? But there we go. So if you'd like to join us, 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Lot to talk about, Shannon the Dude. How was the drive-in, by the way? Was
not okay? Bad at all. Yeah, the snow here in Louisville is just on the grass. But you're right. December 1st, calendar flips over. Right on cue, the snow comes in.
Exactly.
At least for Louisville, where we're at, we realize that there's other parts of the state that may not have gotten snow. So you got to keep that in mind, Michael.
That's you're exactly correct, because I believe Lexington got snow yesterday morning, and we didn't have any here in Louisville. So, yeah, you're right. There are other places in the state that didn't get any snow, and lucky you, because I am not a fan of winter or the snow.
Oh, really?
No,
I
not
love
at all.
Snow.
Do you really?
Oh, it snows a foot.
Oh, great. So you want to go around driving to work in the snow when there's a foot of it down on the ground?
Yeah, I drive a Jeep Wrangler from Conway Heaton.
Okay, well, okay. You're welcome, Pikey. There you go.
So,
free one right there. Nice job. Okay, you're just taking one out of the book from Dwight Whitten, by the way, who is the king of that.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen. It's I am one of those guys. I can't stand winter, and I think the older I get, the more I dislike it. Plus, the part I am happy about, because I hate when the days get shorter. And of course, I think is it the 21st or 22nd?
Yes, my
December?
Birthday. My birthday is the shortest day of the year.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay, so the 22nd then.
Which is very appropriate, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
God's like, this guy does not need any sunlight.
But and of course, the days get longer after that, which I look forward to, because I like the longer days. I don't like the time change. I am still having issues with the time change, and I feel like when it's 8 o'clock, I'm like, I'm ready to
bed. Remind me again. This is not a crack at you, but how old are you?
I'm 55.
So you've seen this happen 55 times.
Yes.
And you still can't get used to it?
You
act like it's just happened this year for the first time.
I cannot get used to it this year for some reason. I don't know why it is. But at 8 o'clock, when 8 o'clock rolls around, you know, it is just dark as dark
as night. You sound just like my grandmother. I told her the same thing.
Exactly.
My grandmother just turned 96.
Yes.
And she goes, I just can't. I hate this time. I said, Nanny, you've seen this happen 96 times.
Right.
And you act like you're surprised that it's dark at 5:30.
I know. Well, I mean, when I lived in Nashville, my first job out of UK was down in Nashville, Tennessee. And it was really depressing then, because of the fact that I would get up, go to work before the sun came up, and then it gets dark in Nashville around 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock. And you talk about depressing down there. But, all right, well, listen, let's lot to talk about today, because we got a basketball game tonight, and Cal had a lot to say yesterday for his media conference and as well his call-in show last night with Tom Leach. And Tom had doubleheader last night because he had Mark Stoops up first, and then he had Cal immediately right after that. So that was a lot of things happened during the Mark Stoops, which I want to talk about. But I think the big news of the day, Shannon, is boss man Fat Calvin Johnson opting out.
Well, also he also goes by Calvin Joseph.
Oh, Calvin! What did I said? Calvin Johnson. Golly,
Calvin Johnson.
I know.
I believe that's like a clothing designer, isn't it?
I don't know where this stuff. I've got it right here in front of my face. Calvin Joseph, and I came up with Calvin Johnson. Who knows?
But Calvin Johnson is a wide receiver.
I know. Well, that sounds good. But yes, it's 8 o'clock. Cut me some slack, and I'm cold.
You signed up for this. I didn't cut you any slack.
I did. I don't blame you. But Calvin Joseph.
Yeah.
Boss man Fat opts out. It was kind of just like Mark Stoops was talking during the call-in show last night with Tom Leach, and all of a sudden he just drops his bomb. It's like, did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, Calvin has had a great season, with the exception, obviously, of the Auburn game. Other than that, he's had a great season for himself.
Has he?
Well,
he had a great season?
I think he's had a. Okay,
are we sugarcoating this, or are we being real?
So.
Let's be real about it. I mean, when I saw this and I saw that he was announcing to go to the NFL, I was thinking, okay, are there any NFL teams that are interested in picking him up? He's going pro based off of what? All I've seen, to be completely blunt and honest, is a lot of trash talking, a lot of smack talking, and very little backing it up. I mean, he's had a game or two that's been good, but otherwise, I have not been impressed with him. So I'm just going to be straight up honest with you.
Okay. I have been impressed by him. I think he's been kind of the, other than Jamin Davis, I think he's been a good player for us. Now, do I think he's ready for the NFL? That's a completely different story. Listen, I saw a couple of tweets last night by Justin Roiland, and I retweeted one of them with a comment. I really feel like if he stayed at Kentucky one more year, then he would definitely be ready for the NFL. Yeah. Right now, no, I don't think he's ready.
And we've had these discussions on the basketball side more so than the football side in the past.
That's
with,
correct.
You know, most recently with E.J. Montgomery, we were thinking, well, why is he going pro? He's not ready.
Right.
Of course, it's not up to us to decide if he's ready or not. Hey, look, more power to him. If he can go to the NFL and get drafted, that's great. I'm not knocking that at all. I'm just saying I was expecting a lot more than what we saw out of Boss Man Fat, as he calls himself this season.
Yeah, and I did too. I thought, especially with the first game, he really got picked on the field and off the field, and it was deserved. But, I mean, he had some great interceptions. He played a great game against Tennessee. He had some pick sixes. But does that dictate he is ready for the NFL? I say no stinking way. You're right. I'm trying to be nice to say he's had a great season. He's had a good season.
Yeah.
I mean, is it been all right? A little better? I would say it's average.
I just feel that he has brought more, I guess, criticism on himself by all the smack talking that he's done on social media.
Well, and it wasn't
if he hadn't done that, maybe you say, well, he did okay. But I just think that, you know.
He did okay. Man, you were hardcore. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. And I think he did a lot of talking, but not a lot of walking this year.
Well, I did love what what Mark Stoops said on with Tom Leach last night, and that's where, you know, he just wanted to sit out, and Mark Stoops said for the South Carolina said, I just can't have him out there standing around. What am I going to do? I did love his response.
Now, here's another thing. Didn't you in particular just crush a Louisville player for opting out last week or the week before?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I crushed him.
Weren't you very critical of him?
I didn't think I was that critical. I honestly didn't. I mean, I thought there was going to be more of this, and it's going to be interesting to see if that happened.
I heard a lot of people saying it was a bad look for this Louisville player to just opt out of the season.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, a lot of people did. I thought you were the one that was leading the way.
Sure. Call me out on that. no, my point was I'm surprised there haven't been more that have just opted out. This year has, you know, basically doesn't mean anything to a lot of teams that haven't had a great season, i.e. South Carolina, because they lost two of their best players, especially when Muschamp got fired. And I thought there would be a mass exodus. There have been a few players that have left, but not as many as I thought there would
be. It just feels like he's given up on the season by opting out this last game.
That's what I feel like, yeah. And especially because, you know, a lot of the conversation yesterday was with Mark Stoops saying, we may or may not go to a bowl game. I have to check the temperature of the team.
Literally. Make sure nobody has the virus.
Well, that too, because he said he's been annihilated by COVID recently.
Yeah. I would think that Mitch Barnhart would probably have a little something to say about that too. Don't you think, with all the lost revenue from the season, this is a chance to make some money by playing one game, one bowl game?
Well, not just that. The other part that really helps Kentucky that I think a lot of people forget, yes, it is a revenue driver for the university and the football program. And, yes, Mitch Barnhart wants that to generate that money. And I don't blame him for that. But the other part is, with Mark Stoops and the coaching staff, it gives them that extra month of practice that this team desperately needs, especially on the offensive side.
I would think that if they were given the opportunity, which they will be, I'm sure, I would think they would take the bowl opportunity and play the game.
You hope so.
Would you expect that as a fan, or would you not care?
No, I think it was Tony Vannetti put out a tweet a couple of days ago. Who cares about a game more between, if there was a matchup in a bowl game between UK and U of L? And who would you answer? Who do you think cares more about that bowl game, UK fans or U of L fans?
I don't know. Is there an answer to that? I mean, I think both sides enjoy that rivalry. We're not talking about Kentucky-Indiana basketball here. I thought that Kentucky and Louisville fans enjoy the Kentucky-Louisville football game.
Well, I mean, no, I'm just saying if there was a bowl game this year where the matchup
I would enjoy it as a Kentucky fan because I think Kentucky would just roll over Louisville.
Right. And see, I feel the same way. I think it's going to be more of the UK fans care about this, even though we just lost one of our best defensive players and we have an offense that can't produce anything.
Yeah, well, they have an offense that's pretty terrible.
Even worse. Their quarterback has, I think, is one of the leading turnover kings in the country. So, I mean, that's a bit of a problem for them. To me, I'm like you. I feel like UK fans would like that matchup better than U of L fans would right now. So, I don't know. We got a lot to talk about today. We got some more football news. We got basketball game tonight, 9:30 on ESPN. We got to talk about that and several tidbits that John Calipari gave on his show. But one interesting thing, I thought it was interesting what one caller said to Mark Stoops last night on his call-in show. I doubt if you heard it, Shannon. I heard it, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. We'll be right back. This is Just Cats.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. I like that song right there.
Do you even know who that is?
I have no idea.
You act like you're so hip.
All right.
Do you know music from the 90s?
I know some, yes.
This is Bone.
Bone?
Bone Thugs and Harmony, yeah.
Okay.
You've never even heard of them, have you? Be honest.
I've never heard of Bone in my life, so. Other than other kinds.
There goes your cred.
Yeah, my cred. Thanks a lot. Give me a little cred. I thought it was funny one day you asked, do you even know what a natty is? Of course I know what a natty is.
You talking about the beer?
No, I'm talking about winning a natty when one of the players say, wear that mask so we can win number nine.
You know what a natty light is?
A natty light?
Yeah.
Yeah, natural.
Oh, there you go. Natural light. There you go.
Yeah,
I didn't know you guys drink that kind of beer in Prospect.
No, we don't. I'll tell you right now. I only drink Holsoppel beer, by the way. And by the way, I'll tell you this. Sam Gamble, who owns the company, the brewery here in Linden, Kentucky, great beer. He gave me a whole bunch of beers. Well, I bought it, but he selected, I should say, a whole bunch of beers that I should drink over Thanksgiving.
Why don't you, share the wealth.
2 days into it. Well, they're all gone.
You alcoholic. You drank them all?
Not me. It's not me.
Well, who did it?
Mason. Mason drank every one of them within 2 days.
Your college kid son, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So, in which I witnessed him have a little too much fun over the weekend. So, all right, let's talk. Before we get to the phone lines, and I promise you I'm going to get to them. Before we get to the phone lines, a couple things I do want to talk about. And then I promise we're going to talk about basketball and the game tonight. But there's all kinds of things that happened yesterday, you know, with football, with basketball. And there was a caller that called into the show last night with Mark Stoops and Tom Leach. And he proceeded to thank Mark Stoops for always doing the call-in show, always meeting with the media post-game, always doing all kinds of stuff. And Mark Stoops proceeds to say, well, you know, I get paid to do that. I should be there. There was a time that I was going to opt out of going to the post-game media conference, but we lost the game, and I thought it was my responsibility because the amount of money I get paid to go face the media.
And you know what? Now, he's 100% right.
Exactly.
That's the way every coach should be.
Yes. Now, was that Mark Stoops, kind of protecting his hide right there, saying that, you know, this is what I need to do? Was it shaming another coach within the program?
No.
See, I don't think so
Stoops
either.
Stoops and Calipari are good friends. He would not. You know what? Stoops very well may have not even have known that Cal didn't do that post-game presser.
Right.
He probably didn't even know that.
Yeah. See, I would believe that right there. But the caller obviously had.
He was baiting him, it felt like.
Almost a little bit like that. Yeah, because listen, everything Stoop said is 1,000% true.
Yep.
Every single coach, especially coaches that get paid over $1 million, which we've got a couple of them that make a lot of money. They should be at every media conference and everything after a game. They should be available for every single thing. Now, my one criticism to UK this year, it seems like with these Zoom conferences they're doing, we got 20 minutes to ask the questions, maybe 30, and then they're done.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, man. When we're there live, we got a lot more time, especially after these losses. You need to give us a little more time to ask questions and not this 20 minutes and, hey, we're done. We're done. We're out of here.
Yeah. And so, we touched on this a little bit, and, you know, we'll just say that we knew that, you know, the UK put out a statement prior to the game that Cal wasn't going to do that. But here's the thing. You should do those post-game press conferences regardless, especially if you lose. Now, if they'd have won that game, maybe he goes on and nobody makes a big deal about it. But when you lose, people, they have questions. They want answers. As a head coach, you should be there, even if you weren't scheduled to be.
Well, as fans, we're paying a lot of money to support this team by buying season tickets, by being boosters, as you said, by buying the clothes, the fan stuff. I mean, come on, man. We at least deserve, when you're making that kind of money, you need to face everybody you can and take that little pill of medicine right there, and then we can proudly move on. So I'm with you right there. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 502-571-1080. Who's up first?
TJ.
TJ, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hope you guys are doing well today. You know, I'll be real quick and brief, but I've never complained about a kid leaving school early as a junior or even a freshman with the basketball team. But this is with Kelvin Joseph. He's not boss man fat anymore. I'm sorry. You have one game to go, and you just quit on your brothers. Not only that, you transferred from LSU to begin with, so you quit on that team. And then everything that happened this year with John Schlarman and Chris Oates, you call them your brothers, but you're going to ask the coach to not play the game. Basically, what I read from that is Stoop said, you're playing or you're getting the heck off the team. You choose. And you know what? I applaud Stoop for that, because I wouldn't let some kid just stand around with his finger up his nose either.
All right. Yeah, listen, I agree with you wholeheartedly right there. You look at a player who had, and I appreciate the phone call, but you look at a player who had four interceptions this year, and obviously one of your key players, leaders, whatever you want to call them, on the defense, and you're right. I think that's a great point, Shannon, the fact that Mark Stoops said, listen, I just can't have you on the field if you're not going to play. We can't have you standing around here on the sidelines. What's the point of it? So I'm with you. That's got to be a hard decision by Mark Stoops to say, hey, thanks very much. I'll help you as much as you can or as much as you want or need, and then we'll see you later.
I mean, if Kentucky had a good record, do you think he would have quit on the last game of the season?
No, absolutely not.
Giving up on the season. I kind of agree with what TJ said. I mean, you're giving up on the season. You're giving up on your teammates. You're giving up on your coaching staff.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Now, what do you think about Saturday? This, you know, we're going to talk a couple of things about this Saturday, and then obviously maybe a bowl game coming up. And Mark Stoops had a lot to say about that last night. Now, I kind of get the feeling from several different people that a lot of people within the athletic department are starting to worry about how the season's going to end with this one game, and then how's it going to look next year with season ticket sales, and what's Mitch Barnhart going to say? How do we keep the fan base engaged? So with that, do you feel like we have a different starting quarterback on Saturday?
Might as well. I mean, why not, right? It's a glorified – are you talking about this Saturday against
this
South
Saturday?
Carolina?
Yeah, South Carolina.
Maybe so. I mean, we haven't seen a whole lot out of Terry Wilson the last few games. Like you said, he didn't have a great game this past week.
Right.
Of course, he was playing against the number six team in the country, so you cut him a little bit of slack.
For that, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. But at this point, I mean, does it really matter? You're going to a bowl game regardless, right?
I think so. I think we are. But let's take one more quick phone call before we go on a hard
Gary.
Break. Gary, what's going on real quick?
Hey, Michael Shannon, listen. Good riddance to Kelvin Joseph. Goodbye. Adios. Get out. See ya. He is poison for that chemistry of that team. He's not a leader, Mark. He's not a leader on defense, okay? He's not a leader. Yeah, he's had four interceptions, but leaders don't commit personal fouls after a play's over like he did the other day. Leaders don't argue with coaches on the sideline like I seen him do the other day, okay?
All right, man, we got to go. I'm sorry.
Gary, we got to take off. Sorry about it. Put him on hold if you can. We'll be right back just a minute.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
You know, this is the band I always got messed up on. There's the Black Crows, and then there's this band that's called Counting Crows. I always got those two bands messed up. Do you ever do the same thing or no? Okay, fine. Just forget it.
No.
I like Counting Crows. This is Counting Crows, right?
You know, back in the 90s, there was a band called The Verve. Then there was a band called The Verve Pipe.
I know. That drives
me crazy.
No, I did
get them confused.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, because I've seen these guys in concert, and they sang this song like for 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
It was a little too long. Yeah, yeah. Kind of like an Allman Brothers concert, if you ever saw the Allman Brothers. Man, they would be playing one song for 45 minutes.
Yeah,
that's not an exaggeration.
I'm not into jam bands. I feel like you got to be like on a mind-altering drug to enjoy jam bands.
I don't think that's necessarily
45 minutes
true.
Of one song? Yes, you do.
Okay, well, Fish is the same way, and I like Fish. You don't like fish.
I like fried fish, baked fish.
Okay, fine. I'll just leave it at that. All right, let's get back to these guys have been on hold a while, and I didn't mean to cut Gary off like I did because we had that hard break. It's not like we have a choice, but let's bring Gary back on because I think he was bringing some really good valid points. Gary, are you there?
Yeah, you guys got to pay the bills. I understand all that, man.
Yeah, I apologize about that. But go ahead. I wanted to make sure you get all your points out because I think you're making some valid points here, but go ahead.
Well, it's just all the stunts he's pulled and all the trash talk, like Shannon said earlier, and the Twitter stuff that he's done and all that, which I don't get on, but I hear about it and all that. And then, listen, fellas, how many players transfer from LSU to Kentucky to play college football? There's a problem. There was a problem. That's a red flag to me right off the bat, okay? That's a red flag. I don't care how much talent a guy has. You've got to play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and you've got to take coaching, and you don't argue with coaches. And I just think that he is bad news for that team and the chemistry, the locker room. I just think they're better off without him. I don't care how good he is. That's just my personal feeling. And the other thing is, they don't deserve to go to a bowl game. They just got beat by 60 points a few weeks ago. Come on, guys. Come on.
Wait a minute, Gary. Let me ask you this, because a couple things here. Number one, you're right about the deserving, but on the other hand, this is 2020. It's not the atypical year. I think in a normal season, we would have had 7 wins and then 6 at the very least 7 wins. But, you know, we need that extra month. So they may not deserve it, but you know what? Let's accept it and have that extra month to play because this offense, and now you got a lot of players on the defensive side, they need that practice. They need those reps. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, to a degree, but I'll be honest with you, Mike. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I think this program's heading in the other direction. I'm not one of these guys that's really looking forward to football season next year because I think it's going to be a long year next year too. So that's just my opinion. But I understand needing the money in 2020. I understand that. But I mean, you know, you're talking about Louisville and Kentucky in a bowl game. Both of them got 3 wins. They're both terrible. I'm a traditionalist. It's just me, but I do understand what you're saying. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Absolutely. A great phone call right there. Yeah, listen, I'm a traditionalist as well, but this is an untraditional year.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah,
that goes without saying right there. Yep. So it's just been tough, and I feel like, you know, George is kind of right there, Shannon, from the standpoint that, you know, we're teetering here for moving forward or maybe taking a step backwards after this season.
I don't feel like we're going backwards. I really don't. I just feel like there's been a lot with this team. I mean, we had we talked about the fact that just played 3 top 10 teams out of the last 4 games. You got to give them a little bit of a break there. Should those games have been more competitive? Absolutely. But the result was still the same.
Yeah.
We didn't really think we were going to beat Alabama, did we?
No, but
we wanted
I wanted
to be more competitive. That's what I just told you.
Yeah. And in the beginning of the season, we thought we were going to beat Florida. We thought we were going to beat Missouri and possibly beat Georgia. And I think that's what the frustrating side of this is that we didn't beat any of them. And we should have beaten a couple other teams, but this has just been a crazy year. And I'm going to give this team a little more credit than we probably should, but they've had a lot going on off the field. I hate to keep bringing that up, but that is a fact. That is the reality of this team. That's not an excuse. That's the reality.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Andy.
All right, Andy, I read your tweet and I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what you're talking about. Andy tweeted out, when I woke up, I said, rabbit, rabbit for good luck since it's the first day of the month. The rabbit responded to me and said something else. But I won't read the rest of it. But I've never heard of that, Andy.
Yeah, I heard it actually when I was in second grade, or second or third grade, something like that, when I was a kid. I've not heard it by many people, and a lot of people told me they've not heard about it, but I don't know. It's just kind of stuck with me over the years, and I don't know. I don't always say it every month, but I figured I'd do that, tweet that out. It was just kind of a joke there.
I liked it, though. I had never heard it. Now I know. Come January 1st, I'm going to wake up and say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. So there you go. But
yeah,
what's on your mind this morning?
Might want to say it like 24 times. We'll get 2021 rolling. But, yeah, I just want to make a few basketball points. You know, after the Richmond game, I felt just as excited about this season as I did going into the Richmond game. This happens, I don't know why, all the fans, but a lot of the fans get so surprised when this happens every year, and then we still turn out good in March or in April. I mean, look at last year, Evansville, Utah, Ohio State, back to back to back, and we still won the SEC championship, and who knows what would have happened in the NCAA tournament. I mean, you go back the year before that, we lost to, I think it was Seton Hall or somebody in November, December, right. It just happened, and I guarantee you it'll happen next year. But guess what? We're going to be fine come March.
Right, Andy. And I think the part that we kind of get worn thin about is the fact that we're playing a team we hardly ever play, that doesn't have the rich history that Kentucky does. We're playing them on our home field, on our own court, and you got all these banners hanging above us. And yet we lose. I think that's the frustration right there. And it just kind of is growing old with a lot of people in the fan base.
Well, I mean, I've got to the point where I just expect it because, I mean, that's just the way Cal's teams are. You bring in new guys every year. I mean, the bottom line was we was playing a team that had been used to playing each other for the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, and these kids are going to make mistakes, and I feel like we got more talent this year than we've had in probably 3 or 4 years.
Granted, I agree with you right there.
What's going to happen when you get into the tournament and you run into a veteran team?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's the problem right there.
But at that point, you've done played 3 or 4 months, and you develop some chemistry and stuff like that, and our talent should overplay that team with that experience at that point.
Yeah, and listen, I appreciate the phone call, Andy. Great to hear from you. Glad you're doing well. But here's the point, is the fact that Kentucky, you're right. We did not get to play those early games like we normally did, and I kind of feel like that would have made a difference. Maybe it wouldn't have, because Richmond's a very good team. I think all of us want to discredit that. They are a good team, but when we get further down the schedule, when this team learns that, oh, this team's going to play us in a completely different way, therefore I get overcompensate. You saw very few assists. That's a pure definition, 5-4 against Richmond. That's a definition of a young team that's playing very selfish, and they're not used to playing with each other, and there's that lack of trust in the other players. I think we're going to see a lot of Davion Mintz tonight against Kansas Shannon. And Cal admitted that, hey, the bench thought he had two fouls when, in fact, he only had one foul. So that's why he was sitting on the bench a lot longer. So there was some miscommunication on the coach's side.
Let's get Mintz to shoot the ball a little bit tonight, huh? I mean, we know he's our one shooter that we know can knock down a three.
Yes.
We're going to need a few of those. You can't beat teams going 0 for 10 from behind the arc. It's just not going to happen. Let's get John Wong on. He's on his way to the game tonight.
Oh, he is. Okay, yeah. John Wong. How are you doing, Dr. Wong?
I'm doing great, Michael. I got credentialed for the game. It's on my way up there to Indianapolis. I can just swing by your house and pick you up. What do you say?
No, thank you.
Let's do it.
No, I'm going to stay right here. I appreciate it. Listen, I'm just kind of firm belief that I think I want to stay home for all the games this year. I want to be protective of myself, my family, and
well, good.
Everybody
it sounds like they
there.
Can maybe credential me this year, and then take your credentials away, Michael. And then next year when everything's cool, then I'll have a credential, and Michael Bennett won't. That'd be great, don't you think, John?
I'll come by and pick you up, Shannon.
There you
we
go.
Go up there, and we can really analyze the game. Seriously, though, I think it's going to be one of the most unique situations ever. How many times are you going to be able to be in Bankers Life Fieldhouse with just the players? No fans. I don't think there's any family. There are going to be very, very few media. In fact, I'm kind of surprised that they even let the media in here. I'm sure we're going to be sequestered way up high. They don't want us anywhere close to the players in order to transmit the virus or whatever. But I think it's going to be an interesting game. Also, did you hear Bill Self on his Zoom media call yesterday?
I did not. What did he say?
He had the Kansas media eating out of his hands. He was very disarming. He was charming. They had a couple of Michael Bennett-type guys there asking him some pointed questions.
Thanks.
And he was calling them by their first name.
Uh-huh.
He was saying good questions.
Just the Hawks.
He had them eating
just
out of
the
his
Hawks.
Hands. I can see why, through all their indiscretions, he is still there. But,
okay.
You know, game-wise, it'll be tough. I think Kansas, they play four guards sometimes. So
no, they play five guards at one time sometimes.
Yeah, they've got the five-man bringing up the ball up the court sometimes. So it'll be interesting to see how Kentucky handles that. Offensively, I think two things are important. They've got to be able to hit the open man, and number two, hit the open shots. How many times did everybody in the house see Davion Mintz open there in the corner? And everybody except the man with the ball saw that.
Yeah.
This unselfish aspect of the team it's going to be hurtful if that continues. I mean, that's a cuss word in basketball. You can't be unselfish. You got to give the ball up.
Yeah, well, you know, we opened up as a half a point dog to Kansas, and now it's 3.5 points that we're the underdog to Kansas. It's going to be a tough
game.
Because
they know we can't hit a three. That's what it is. They got that 3-point advantage.
Right. I mean, Cal said we've got to at least shoot 17 to 20 a game. And let's see if they light it up tonight. So I think the fact that Isaiah Jackson's going to be back playing in the game after he had that sprained ankle during Morehead State, I think we kind of missed him against Richmond, but I'm kind of glad to see him back. So, John, have a safe drive up there and a safe drive back. Bring home a win.
All right. Make sure everybody checks out the website, justthecats.com. Follow me on Twitter, KY Huang. And we'll give you a running play-by-play commentary.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good. Be careful.
We got to take our last break. When we come back, we still got a lot more to talk about, including what the heck is going on in Bullitt County. We'll be right back.
What do you mean? That's God's country. What are you talking about?
Jeez.
I live back in the woods.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio
1080. 502-571-1080. If you want to give us a call this last segment, or you can text, tweet me. Please don't text me. You can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Real quick before I get to this one story I'm dying to talk about. So Keon Brooks is going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks. You know, it was going to be just a couple of games the first week. And, of course, we talked about Isaiah Jackson, and who's had suffered the sprained ankle. Morehead State's back. But what's going on with Keon Brooks, Shannon, that now we're extending it to where it'll be a total of 3 to 4 weeks that he's out?
Yeah, he's a guy we really need out there, if nothing else, just for his leadership. But, you know, that's really surprising news. I thought he would be back, like you just said, in a couple of games. Now we're hearing 2 to 3 weeks.
Right.
They're really going to need him out there.
I mean, we saw him Big Blue Madness, and he looked fine. And I'm like, what's going on? I mean, is this some kind of mystery injury on his calf? But is it really to the point where he can't play? Because it looked like he could play the amount we saw him that Big Blue Madness night. So,
yeah, they're going to need him back for, you know, the Louisville game, which is still at the end of the month. So theoretically, maybe he'll be back by then. Let's hope
so.
Hopefully so,
but he's out of the mix. And what kind of shape is he going to be in? And how long can he play in the game? I mean, there's all kinds of factors that start coming in to where a player hadn't played for a month.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's just a little on the concerning side. All right, so two brothers from, you know, as Shannon would say, God's country, from Bullitt County went hunting over the weekend. Did you see this story?
No, you've been teasing it for the last hour. I've been dying to hear it.
All right. They went hunting. They were so proud of themselves. They were going to spend the entire weekend. One of the gentleman's sons was going to come join them. They killed a buck. And they get back, and they're all excited about getting a deer and processing it and all that kind of stuff, which I have no idea what they do when it comes to that. I know how to shoot a gun, but that's about it. They get back to the house that they're staying in Ohio County, and the one brother's like, "Man, my chest hurts." The other brother says, "My chest hurts too." The one brother says, "We are driving back. We're going to the hospital." They pass 5 hospitals to get back to Bullitt County. And
where
they
get the best
care
ever, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They get back there, and one of the men, gentleman's wife is coming out, and he rolls his window down, says, call 9-1, I'm having a heart attack. And so
well, he calls 9-1. I don't think that's going to get him anything. There's another one he's going to have to call before.
Did I just say 9-1? Yeah. I thought I said 9-1-1. Okay, well, you know 9-11, okay? Shut up.
Call 9-1.
Yeah, yeah. And but he yelled at her and said, it's not just for me, it's for my brother. So guy's name was Chris, and Exley and Brian Exley were both having heart attacks at the same time.
I know some Exleys. I may know these people.
Oh, really? Okay, so Chris and Brian are their names.
Okay.
Exley, E-X-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having a heart attack at the same time as your sibling?
You mean they were having simultaneous heart attacks?
Yes. Yeah, so they go down to the hospital, downtown Louisville.
They're in rhythm, aren't they? The same rhythm.
Drove all the way down, over an hour and a half from where they were in Ohio County, and go all the way to downtown. Both of them get stents in themselves.
That is crazy.
I love.
Were they identical twins?
No, they're not identical. If you look at the picture of them,
yeah,
but, it's just kind of a crazy story. It's like, what the heck's going on here?
What are the odds of having a heart attack at the same time as the person next to you?
Yeah,
good thing they didn't have it out in the woods. They would have been dropped
exactly.
Dead.
I mean, the one thing they needed to do was take their CBD oil.
That's right. I don't know if it prevents heart attacks, but it definitely prevents anxiety, pain. If you have problems sleeping, it's a good thing to take. I take some every night. I know you do as well, Michael. But yep. We're talking about cornbreadhemp.com, USDA certified organic CBD oils, higher quality for the same price. And they are 100%, they source 100% of their product from a farm in central Kentucky. So they're Kentucky proud. And you can use the promo code CATS at cornbreadhemp.com and you save how much, Michael?
What is it?
I set you up and you don't
30%.
Even know. 30%.
Oh, my God. A 30% discount. Okay? So you caught me off guard there.
I was going to do the whole thing by myself.
Well, I did. I was mesmerized by your voice and doing such a wonderful job for Cornbread Hemp that I thought, man, you're doing a great job. I'll just let you do the whole thing. CATS is all you need to do, and you get 30% off your entire order. It's a great deal, and it helps support a great company that's local here in Kentucky. Even if you live out of the state, order from cornbreadhemp.com. So
yep,
there you
and
go.
Free shipping over $49 of purchases.
There you go. That's even better. Yeah, because Kevin said, so we have a new player on the football team this morning. Try a little cornbread and a Bloody Mary this morning. How do you like that? Ooh, I don't know if I could do that one.
I don't like Bloody Marys.
Bluegrass, I love Bloody Marys. Ugh. I don't even like vodka.
What's the drink where they put like shrimp and a crab leg and an olive and have you seen that before?
I've seen asparagus and
it
bacon.
It looks like somebody took their leftover seafood plate and dumped it into a Bloody Mary.
Yes.
And people eat that or drink it. I'm like,
oh,
ugh.
Yeah. See, down in New Orleans, they'll put bacon in it and cucumber. They'll put all kinds of, and I love the bacon in it.
I love bacon, but I don't want it in a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Bluegrass Jack said, I don't really blame Joseph for opting out anymore. Boneheaded, unsportsmanlike conduct penalties would hurt his draft stock just as much as an injury. That's kind of true, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's a bad look.
Okay, Sam.
I don't really agree with that. If you're going to play the season, play the season.
Yeah, see, I don't opt out
because you got a bad record.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. If Kentucky were undefeated or only had one loss and were playing for an SEC championship, would he have opted out? No. He's giving up.
Right. Sam tweeted out, I really believe this football team needs our support on Saturday. It's been a tough season for all of them. COVID, Oates, Coach Larman, the wins, losses haven't been what we'd like, but they've fought through so much adversity and deserve our support. See, I think I agree with you wholeheartedly. Tyler Cox tweeted out, Isaiah Jackson played 25 minutes against Richmond. So, sorry about that. So, all right, who's going to win tonight?
Based on what I saw, probably Kansas.
See, I think so, too. Yeah. I think it's going to be Kansas by 10, but we'll talk about it tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Thank you, Shannon.
All right, man. See you tomorrow.